You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 216, Reality versus Illusion. Thank you for tuning in. Today, Spirit has a message for us about illusion and reality. Spirit wants you to take a look around you, in the world, and in your life. What is real? Is it the people that you know and love? Or is it anything that you have been conditioned to believe is real? For many, this is a point of confusion, knowing what's real and what is illusion. Today, we are living in a time that was prophesied, according to the Bible, to be a time filled with false prophets. So in order for you not to fall prey to illusions that are being perpetrated as reality, you need to be able to define reality. You need discernment. Otherwise, you could find yourself living in an illusion your entire life. So how do you prevent this from happening? You must start basing your life and reality on what you know, what's personal to you, your family and friends, the people that surround you each and every day. In the days of old, these are the things that were taken as real and valued because that's all they had. Today, our problem is technology. Because of technology, we are made aware of much more. But this is a tool for the devil to deceive the masses and to create illusions because you have no way of confirming most of what you see or hear on the news. This is a big problem. For us today, people have allowed television to become the source where they find their reality, and social media. This is something you should be aware of. Every company that broadcasts on television must obtain a license to do so. The FCC distributes those licenses in the United States, and you would think that this agency was run by the government, but it is not. It's an independent agency, like so many others. The television licenses are for entertainment purposes only. And that goes for all stations you see on the television, including the news. We've forgotten that the TV was created for entertainment, not for spreading the truth. And that can also be said for the internet. People have been duped and hoodwinked into believing that everything they see on the TV and on the news is real, the people, situations. But the news has the same license as everyone else. They are all licensed for entertainment purposes only. They create illusions and pass them off as reality all the time. This is why people are confused. They don't know what is reality and what is illusion. They don't have the power of discernment. And this is a product of conditioning. The demonic forces on this planet have been using the TV ever since it was created to enslave humanity. Every show that you see has a purpose for being there. And that's why they call them television programs. They are programming you. And now it extends beyond the TV and into the world of the internet. It's a net, a web for you to get caught in. Reality or illusion? You can say without being too far off that most everything that you have been taught is a lie, an intentional deception. So why has this happened? Because someone wants to keep you asleep so that they can continue to feed off of you. You are the food for them, and you don't even know it. On the internet, there are fake people and fake profiles everywhere. It's all to create confusion and to reinforce the illusion. They use psychology to get you to follow the crowd because they've been studying humans for a very, very long time. and they know that you want to fit in. So why does Spirit want you to become aware of the illusions and lies that are being perpetrated against you? Spirit says that we must focus on our awakening at this time, and we must begin to create our own realities consciously. We, as humans, have to stop allowing others to influence our lives in negative ways. We have to turn off the outside noise and turn within. It's time to do some inner work, some house cleaning, and remove the negativity. We have to clean our lives up and clean the shadow and begin to see ourselves from a higher perspective. You are so much more than what you have been told or what you could even possibly believe. You are divine and you are sacred, a being of light who has chosen to reincarnate on this planet at this time. Spirit wants you to take your power back and to start creating your own reality. Create your life and stop worrying about what everyone else is doing. Unplug yourself from the matrix and from the web before you get caught in it. Start questioning everything. Study and not on Google. Know what you know as a fact and remove the ignorance from your life, because ignorance is death. Create for yourself is the only reality that matters. We must get out of the world of illusion because it is going to come crashing down. The world of deception was created in order to harvest souls. It's a soul trap, and you need to avoid it. Continue to strive for higher vibrations through the purification of your heart and mind, doing your internal light meditations, because your vibration is your only protection in this day and time. Call on your angels and higher self for assistance, and continue to know that this too shall pass. The new earth is here, and soon you will see it. We have a lot of work to do, family, because we have to create a new way of being on this planet, a new way of living. It's up to us to make a better world. Thank you for taking the time to listen and for sharing our episodes. Thank you for your patience, your love, and your light. May the love and light of the infinite creator be with you. Until our next show, we love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.